Topic for this morning was supposed to be the mission of TJC.
下午是 One True Church.
And this afternoon is One True Church.
我讲义是写在一起。
And I wrote the materials together.
是在那个 One True Church 里面。
And you can find it under the topic One True Church.
因为有关真教会的一些道理，有几位同工啊，大家一起来谈。
And there are several co-workers who are talking on this topic.
因为我们每一个方向可能不太一样。
And each one of our directions may be a little bit different.
或许有一些也会彼此有冲突的地方，但是我想每一个人的领受不一样，应该没有什么关系啊。
And I think there may be even areas where we may have conflicts, but I think that everyone's experience is different and it should not matter.
我谈的部分是比较基本的对独一真教会的认识。 跟教会的使命。
And I'm talking on more of a basic level of the One True Church and also the mission of the One True Church.
我们一个人会爱他的家，就是对他的家有认识。
And in order for a person to love their family, it's because they have an understanding towards their family.
因为他能够体会到这个家的爱，家的温暖。
And they can experience and understand the love and the warmth of the family.
他就会非常热爱这个家庭。
And then they in turn will love the family.
当然我们对教会也是一样。
And of course it's the same with us with the church.
如果我们对真教会有认识，我们会坚定我们的信仰，我们会非常热心爱主。
And if we have a true understanding of the church, then we will also have a very strong and firm faith and love God.
最近曾经跟几个弟兄姊妹还有同工曾经谈到有关网络上面谈到我们是一个cult。 就是异端邪教。
And then recently, I was talking with some brothers and sisters and also some co-workers about how on the internet we can find references to where it says our church is a cult.
有些弟兄姊妹看到很着急说，那怎么办呢？我们怎么跟他们辩护啊？
And so some of the brothers and sisters who have seen this are very nervous and they were wondering how can we counter this?
有人在电脑网络里面，你打开以后很容易就看到。
Because if you go on the internet, then it's very easy to find these sites.
但是我们其实不用紧张。But
then in actuality, we do not need to be panicked about it.
主耶稣说，人家骂人主都骂他是别西卜，就是鬼王。And
Jesus has said that even the people will call the Son of God Beelzebul, which is the king of the
所以主耶稣的门徒同样也会被骂，没有问题。And
so likewise, the disciples of Jesus Christ will also be scolded.
保罗曾经这样讲。And
Paul once said.
我们看《使徒行传》24章。Let's
turn to Acts chapter 14.
使徒行传24章14节。
Acts chapter 24, verse 14.
14节，说但有一件事。 我向你承认，就是他们所称为异端的道。我正按着那个道，侍奉我祖宗的神，又信合乎律法的和先知书上一切所记载的。保罗为着传道理被抓去审问。
And Paul was captured because he was preaching the gospel.
在巡抚的面前，有一些犹太人就在那里控告他。And
so there were some Jews who were testifying against him before the governor.
说他传异端。And
he said that he was preaching a sect.
但是保罗就讲到，他其实并没有破坏犹太人的律法。But
then Paul says that he has not broken the law of the Israelites.
然后他说啊。 但有一件事情，我可以向你承认。But
he said there is one thing I can confess to you.
说他们称我所传的是异端，但是我就按照他们所讲的那个异端在传道理。And
they say that they say that I'm preaching according to a sect, and he says, but I am preaching according to that way.
虽然被人家称为异端，但是保罗对自己的信仰，他很清楚。
And even though it was called a sect, but yet Paul had a great understanding of his faith.
所以他说，我不以福音为耻。
And that's why he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
因为我深深知道我所信的是谁。
Because I know whom I have believed.
因为我知道这福音是神的大能。
And I know that this gospel is God's great power.
而是要来拯救一切相信的人。
And it's to save those who believe.
所以人家对我们怎么判断这是一回事。
And so regardless of how people may look at us.
但是我们对自己的信仰了解多少，这才是最重要的。
What is important is how much understanding we have towards our own faith.
如果说我们知道我们这所传的，虽然人称为异端，但是这是真正的生命之道，得救之道。
And if we know that other people are calling what we believe in a cult, but we know that this is the true way to life.
我们很有把握，很肯定，我们就不会受影响。
And if we are very confirmed in our beliefs, then we will not be affected.
有的人在传道理当中啊，会遇到一些困难。
And when we're preaching the gospel, sometimes we meet up with difficulties.
有的说啊，你们真教会啊，怎么那么死板，那么坚守一些原则。
And so some people might ask, why is it that your church is so inflexible and they always insist on a certain way?
他们就说，主要信耶稣就好了，条条道路通罗马。
And then they say that you just believe in Jesus Christ and it'll work because all roads lead to Rome.
虽然你们强调一部分啊，但是我们也领受其他的部分。
And even though you may emphasize on certain areas, but we also look at other areas.
所以我们虽然都是相信耶稣啊，我们将来的目的地都是一样。
And we all believe in Jesus Christ, and our goal is the same.
好像你在爬山一样,
and just like you're climbing a mountain,
你从哪一个地方都可以爬到最高峰啊?
And regardless of where you start from, you can always reach the summit.
有的人因为这样的言论啊, 就受影响。
And because of these reasonings, some people are affected.
啊, 对啊, 我们为什么那么骄傲? 我们都主有说我们才是对的。
And they say, why is it that we're so proud that we say we're the only one?
人家外教会也有很多啊, 很热心在服侍神的人啊。
And there are also many people in other churches who are very fervent in serving God.
有很多的神学家，他们对道理都很有研究啊。
And there's also many theologians who have a lot of study on the Word of God.
难道他们都不能够得救吗？
Will they all not be saved?
只有我们真教会才可以得救吗？
And only our true church can be saved?
所以有很多人啊，因为这样心里就动摇了。
And because of this, many people's hearts have moved.
当然，其他教会能不能得救啊？我们不是审判者，审判者是神啊。
And of course, whether or not the other churches can be saved, we are not the judge.
但是圣经里面告诉我们一些得救的道理是怎么样的，我们知道说这样做一定能够得救。
But then the Bible tells us the way to salvation, and we know that if we do accordingly, we can be saved.
因为我们是按照圣经里面这样在做，从神那里来有很多很清楚的证据。
And because we do accordingly, we also have many manifestations from God.
所以我们对自己本身的信仰啊， 非常的肯定。
And so we're very confirmed in our beliefs.
所以我们不要认为说啊，其他啊都能够得救。事实上啊，圣经里面让我们知道说，你越过基督的教训了，你就见不到神了。
But we should not just think that everyone is going to be saved because it tells us that we have to go according to the Bible.
所以我们要以信为跟法度做标准。
And so we have to have the law and the prophets being our standard.
不然的话，我们就没有办法见到晨光。
Otherwise, we cannot reach the end.
主耶稣也说啊，有很多人呐，说将来会对主耶稣说啊，主啊，主啊，我们都奉你的名在传道理。
And Jesus also said that many people in the end will say, "Lord, Lord, didn't we preach in your name?"
我们也在医病赶鬼行神迹。
And we also cast out demons and did miracles.
但是主耶稣说啊，你们这些人我不认识你们，离开我去吧。
But Jesus will say, get away from me, I do not know you.
因为唯有遵行天父旨意的人啊，将来才能够进神的国。
Because only those who keep the word of God can enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以不是称呼主啊主啊的人就能够得救进天国。
And so it's not that everyone who calls Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为这是主耶稣亲自讲的。
Because this is what Jesus Christ himself said.
所以我们就要去寻找怎样才是真正让我们得救的。
And so we have to search to see what is the true way to salvation.
耶利米书里面说啊, 你要站在路口当中啊, and, 你要去访问古道。
And Jeremiah says that we have to stand in the road and
然后你发现了这个正道, 你就走在当中。
And then once you determine what the correct way is, then you have to walk in it.
所以我们要知道说, 道理对不对, 能不能得救, 不是凭我们人的想法。
And so we have to think that we have to know that what we think is right or wrong is not according to
也不是用我们人的同情心,
and it's not according to our compassion.
而是要看圣经怎么讲,
but it's rather what the Bible says.
啊，属徒教会怎么做,
and what the apostolic church did.
因为圣经就是为我们信仰的标准呢。
Because the Bible is our only standard of our beliefs.
所以我们谈这个独一真教会啊, 这个都是要根据圣经来学习。
And so when we talk about the one true church, we must follow according to what's in the Bible.
那这个教会啊, 是什么?
And what is the church?
教会跟我们这个会堂不一样。
And the church is different from the chapel.
那会堂是我们聚集敬拜神的地方, 这是一个物质的。
And the chapel is a physical place where we gather to worship.
教会就是蒙主耶稣拣选成圣的一些人啊，得救的一些人所组成的一个属灵团体。
The church is actually a group of people who are called and sanctified by Jesus Christ.
我们长辈跟我们讲说啊，这个教会这个名字在希腊原文上就是造出来的集会。
And in the original text, the church means a group that who are called.
后来主耶稣把它拿来用在这个教会的，把它选造出来的团体成为教会。
And so Jesus Christ called them as a church.
所以这个教会就是从世界当中把它选召分别出来属神的一个团体。
And so the church is a gathering a group of people who have been called out from the world to gather to worship God.
我们看圣经里面对教会的解释。
And let's look at what the Bible defines a church as.
看使徒行传20章。
Acts chapter 20.
28节。
Verse 28.
使徒行传20章。 28节，说圣灵立你们做全体的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也要为全体谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。这里是保罗在勉励以弗所地区的长老。
And here Paul was encouraging the elders.
说要牧养神的教会,
to shepherd the church of God.
然后就解释说这个什么叫教会。
And he defines what the church is.
说就是他用自己的血所买来的。
And he says which he purchased with his own blood.
当然这个他是主神啊, 神。
And this he, it refers to God.
所以这里可以我们从那个独一神观的其中的一个根基也是在这里。
And this is also one of the references for showing that there's only one true God.
说这里讲到这个教会是神的教会。
And here it says that God, this is the church of God.
是他用自己的血所买来的。
Which he purchased with his own blood.
我们知道主耶稣啊, 他是神成为人, 道成肉身, 来到世界上。
And we know Jesus Christ is God coming in, to this earth in the flesh.
他必定死在十字架上流出宝血。
And he was crucified on the cross and he shed his blood.
为我们开了一个洗罪的泉源, 救恩的门路。
And he opened a fountain to wash away our sins.
所以相信的人啊, 就接受洗礼, 然后归入耶稣基督的门下。
And those who believe, they just go, and through the blood of Jesus Christ, they can come and belong to God.
所以这里讲到说耶稣用他的血所买来的。
And so here it says, purchased with his blood.
主耶稣流血了, 主耶稣为我们流血。
And Jesus Christ has shed his blood for us.
所以开了一个洗罪的泉源。
And so he opened this fountain.
然后我们借着洗礼啊, 用耶稣的宝血把我们洗干净, 我们就归入教会里面。
And then through baptism, we are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and then we are cleansed, and then we can belong to the church.
我们再看哥林多前书1章2节。
Let's also turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2.
哥林多前书1章2节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2.
写信给在哥林多神的教会, 就是 在基督耶稣里面成圣，蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人，基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。保罗在这里解释什么是教会。
And Paul explains what the church is here.
他说就是在耶稣基督里面成圣。 蒙召做圣徒的,
and he says those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus called to be saints.
这个包括哥林多神的教会, 还有在各处啊, 分别在各处同样被主耶稣的 拣选成圣啊，做主耶稣的门徒的。
And this is with regards to the church at Corinth, or also with all the, who in every place are sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be saints.
啊，合起来都是神的教会。
And all of them together is the church of God.
所以是在耶稣基督里面成圣。
And so it's sanctified in Christ Jesus.
因为我们受洗啊，就是跟主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
Because when we're baptized, then we are we die and we baptize are buried and resurrect with Jesus Christ.
我们旧人、罪人跟耶稣同死了。
And our old man is died with Jesus
Christ. 跟他一起钉在十字架。
And it's nailed on the cross with him.
啊，然后跟罪身呢、啊，把罪身灭绝。
And it ends a life of sin.
啊，所以洗礼就是有这样的意义啊。
And this is the purpose of baptism.
啊，跟主同死，然后同埋葬了。
And to die and also be buried with Jesus Christ.
然后从水里上来就是一个复活的新人呐、啊。
And then when you come up from the water, then it becomes a new person.
所以说一举一动都要有新生的样式。
And that's why everything that we do must have this bearings of this new life.
那、啊、我们既然在耶稣里面呢、啊、得到赦罪了，所以主耶稣就给你圣灵，然后帮助你成圣。
And because our sins have been washed away, then Jesus Christ also gives us the Holy Spirit to help us be sanctified.
所以我们受洗以后，我们在名分上我们称为圣徒。
And so after we're baptized, then we are also called as saints.
因为主耶稣白白把我们称义，洗净我们一切的罪。
Because Jesus Christ has freely justified us and also washed away our sins.
所以虽然哥林多教会啊，我们就读了以后，我们就知道说当中还有很多的缺点软弱。
And so even though we read that in the church of Corinth, there were still many weaknesses.
但是保罗说他们是神的教会，他们是做圣徒的。
But then Paul says that they are the church of God and they are sanctified.
是在基督里面成圣的。
And they have been sanctified in Christ Jesus.
啊，这就是因为借着主耶稣的宝血来救赎我们，让我们得到主耶稣选民的身份，啊，成为圣徒。
And this is because they have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ and called to be saints.
啊，就成为神的教会。
And this is the church of God.
那、啊、这个教会的组成啊，我们看腓立比书第一章。
And let's turn to Philippians chapter 1 for the organization of the church.
腓立比书第一章第一节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 1.
基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太。写信给凡住在腓立比，在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事。哦，这里保罗谈到腓立比的教会。
And here Paul's talking about the Philippi church.
啊，这包括众圣徒。
And he said that they are saints.
还有从众圣徒当中选立的监督跟执事。
And there are also bishops and deacons who have been chosen from among them.
啊，当然这些监督执事也是属于教会全体的。
And these are also part of the church.
因为这是哥林多前书第三章里面所谈到的。
Because this is what's talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
那所以我们看到说教会就是众圣徒。
And so we see that the church is the saints.
啊，当然还有一些教会的圣职人员啊，长老监督啦，监督执事啦。
And there are also people who serve in the church, the bishops and the deacons, and also the ministers.
啊，这众圣徒啊，应该就是一个整个教会的集合体。
And then all these is the gathering of the church.
啊，所以在教会里面不是用这些监督啦，或者是这个啊人在领导哈。
And so in the church, it's not that we use people to lead.
不是个人的领导，而是集体的领导。
And it's not the leadership of a single person.
啊，教会一些重大的事情啊，应该是透过开会哈。这是在哥林多前书第三章里面就谈到。
And then wherever there's a big decision to be made, it should be done through a meeting. And this is talked about in 1 Corinthians.
啊，当然这些圣职人员呢、啊，他们也是从神那里领受啊，来带领教会。
And of course, these holy workers, they're also chosen by God to lead the church.
但是不是用辖制的方式，这个我们等一下都会谈。
But it's not by control, and we'll talk about this later.
啊，教会是什么时候开始有的
？And when did the church start?
我们看《使徒行传》第七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
这里让我们知道说啊，其实旧约啊，神把以色列人从埃及领出来，这是教会的一种影像。
And this also lets us know that when Moses brought the Israelites out of Egypt, this is also a prefiguring of the church.
使徒行传七章的三十四节。
Acts chapter 7 verse 34.
七章三十四节。
Acts chapter 7 verse 34.
我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了，他们悲叹的声音我也听见了，我下来要救他们，你来我要差你往埃及去。35节，这个摩西就是百姓气节说，谁立你做我们的所领和审判官的？神却借着那在荆棘显现出使者的手啊，差派他做所领啊，做救赎的。36节，那这个人领百姓出来，在埃及，在红海，在旷野40年间啊，行了奇事神迹啊。所以以色列民本来聚集在埃及啊，后来变成奴隶。
And the Israelites were living in Egypt and they became slaves.
因为他们在受苦当中啊，神差摩西把他们从苦难当中把他们救出来。
And because they were suffering, God sent Moses to bring them out of the suffering.
让他们经过了40年的旷野生活以后，要让他们在迦南地得到一个安息之地。
And after they lived 40 years in the wilderness, he was going to bring them to the land of rest in Canaan.
所以神把以色列民从埃及召出来啊，这是新约教会的一种影像。
And so the fact that God brought the Israelites out of Egypt, this is a prefiguration of the church.
因为以色列人是神特别的选民，因为是不列在万民当中的。
And because the Israelites are chosen from the world, and they're not to live in the world.
啊。神曾说啊，虽然不是你们人多，也不是你们特别聪明。
And God had told them that it's not because you are large in number or that you're particularly smart.
啊，主是神专爱你们，所以把你们选召出来。
But because God loved you, He chose you.
啊，主耶稣来到世界的时候，他也拣选了一些门徒来跟随他。
And when Jesus came onto this world, He also chose some disciples to follow Him.
啊，对他们说啊，不是你们拣选我，是我拣选你们。
And he said that it's not that you have chose me, but I chose you.
啊，你们既然被我拣选出来了，你们已经不属世界了。
And because you have been chosen by me, you do not belong to this world.
假使你属世界的话，世界会爱属他自己的人。
And if you belong to this world, then the world will love those who belong to it.
所以你们已经不属世界了，所以世界会恨你们。
But because you no longer belong to this world, then the world will hate you.
所以耶稣召来一些门徒，从世界当中把他选出。选召出来来跟随他。
And so Jesus Christ called some people to be his disciples from the world and then to follow him.
啊，目的就是要借着这样来建设教会。
And the purpose is so that he can establish a church.
啊，虽然主耶稣说他的教会要建立起来。
And even though Jesus Christ said he would establish his church.
但是那个时候还没有真正的教会建立起来。
But at that time, the church had not yet been established.
看马太福音16章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
18节。
Verse 18.
马太福音16章18节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 18。
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能够胜过他。19节。
19。
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也捆绑。凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。主耶稣说，我要把我的教会建造起来。
And Jesus said he will build up his church.
主耶稣说，这个教会是属于他的教会。
And he said that this is also his church.
啊，这个教会也是主耶稣自己建立起来的。
And this is the church that Jesus Christ himself will establish.
啊，不是人建立起来的。
And it's not built by men.
啊，这个时候啊，耶稣的教虽然说要把教会建立起来，但是实际上还没有建立起来。
And so even though Jesus Christ said that he will build his church, but yet it had not been built.
一直到使徒行传啊，五旬节的时候，圣灵降临下来。
And not until Acts, but in the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down.
当时因为有很多人啊，看到圣灵的现象。啊，所以他们感到很稀奇。
And at that time, because they people saw the Holy Spirit come down, and they were very curious.
就彼得啊，还有使徒站起来为他们宣讲道理。
And then Peter and the disciples arose, and then they preached to them.
他们感到很扎心，就是说啊，我们中当怎么办
？And they felt pierced to the heart, and they asked, "What shall we do?"
使徒就说啊，你们要悔改受洗，啊，然后领受圣灵。
And Peter told them that you have to repent and be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit.
结果那一天啊, 就有3000人受洗啊。
And so in that day, 3,000 people were baptized.
所以教会就在五旬节的时候啊, 就成立了。
And so the church was established in the day of Pentecost.
所以是借着圣灵降临, 啊, 领受的人啊, 借着洗礼跟得圣灵, 啊, 这样来成立这个教会。
And so the downpouring of the Holy Spirit, and then later on the baptizing, and then the Holy Spirit of these other people was what established.
但是在使徒的末期啊, 因为有些异端侵入到教会里面, 后来道理变质。
But then later on, there were some other teachings that came into the church, and then the truth was twisted.
所以按照圣经里面的预言啊, 到末世耶稣再临之前啊, 会重新建设他的教会。
And so like the Bible prophesied in the last days before Jesus' second coming, he will once again establish
the church. 所以要把大卫倒塌的帐幕啊, 要把它重新建造起来。
And he will once again raise up the temple of David.
把其中的破口啊, 把它补掉。
And then he will also fix the holes.
让它能够像古时候一样。
And just like it was in the old days.
所以这个教会是主耶稣的教会, 主耶稣会亲自建设带领。
And so this is God's church, and he himself will lead.
我们都是他的工作,
and we are all his work.
啊, 在主耶稣基督里面啊, 做成的。
And we are all...
所以教会啊, 没有创始人, 应该只有蒙恩的人。
So there's not a founder of the church, there's only those who have been given grace.
好像使徒时代最早蒙恩的就是一百多人啊。
And just like in the apostolic time, there was about 100-something people who were first given grace.
末世真教会啊, 开始的一些人, 也是最早享受恩典的人。
And the people who started the church in the end times, these were also the ones who received the grace the
earliest. 他们不能够称为教会的发起者, 也不会创办人。
And we cannot call them as founders of the church.
这个教会啊, 我们谈到这个教会的本质, 我们刚刚谈到说, 教会是, 啊, 属神的, 用神的血买来的。
And just now, when we talked about the church, we said that it was bought by the church, blood of God.
所以是称为神的教会, 神的教会。
And so this is the church of God.
所以教会不是一般的团体, 是属神的。
And so it's not just an organization, but it belongs to God.
它是属耶稣基督的。
And it also belongs to Jesus Christ.
因为刚刚我们读过耶稣说, 这是我, 我要把我的教会建起来。
And just now we read that Jesus Christ has said, I will build up my church.
啊, 圣经里面又说啊, 教会要以耶稣基督为元首。
And then we also, the Bible also says that Jesus Christ will be the cornerstone.
我们每一个人啊, 都好像黄金一样, 要连属在耶稣基督这个身上。
And all of us are like, we have to all join together to Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣要做教会的头, 我们都是这个身上的肢体。
And then Jesus Christ will be the head, and then all of us will be the members of the body.
啊, 这个教会啊, 是不是耶稣有委托人啊, 啊, 来做教会的头来带领。
And so this, Jesus Christ established a head to take care of the church for him.
好像天主教说啊, 教皇啊, 是地上的基督。
And just like the Catholic Church says that the Pope is like the Jesus Christ.
好像有些主教他们做徒啊, 来带领他们教会。
Or other religions that have established a head to lead their church.
我们看希伯来书第三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6.
希伯来书三章第六节
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 6
但基督为儿子 住理神的家 我们若将口夸的盼望和胆量 坚持到底就是他的家了 前面难道摩西是一个忠心的神的仆人
And first it talks about how Moses was a faithful servant
所以在神的家里面尽忠
And so he was faithful in his service
所以工人是神家里面的仆人
And so the workers are a servant in the house.
但是耶稣基督是神的儿子。
But then Christ is the Son of God.
他是在亲自助理神的家。
And he himself is over his own house.
所以这个教会是耶稣基督啊, 亲自做头, 做王, 做元首, 这样来带领的。
And so the Jesus Christ himself is over the church and leading the church.
虽然现在我们没有看到耶稣肉体上的显现在我们当中,
And even though we do not see a physical manifestation of Jesus Christ on the church today,
但是他借着圣灵在我们当中运行,
But by the Holy Spirit, he is moving among us.
因为圣灵就是神的灵, 就是耶稣基督的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
所以圣灵有智慧啊, 可以啊, 教导我们明白真理。
And so the Holy Spirit has the wisdom to teach us the truth.
能够让我们明白属灵的奥秘。
To let us understand the mysteries of the truth.
啊，圣灵能够安慰、劝勉、感动人。
And the Holy Spirit can also comfort and encourage people.
啊，圣灵又会亲自啊决定教会里面的事物。
And the Holy Spirit can also decide on the things of this church.
好像使徒时代啊，圣灵可以差派工人出去传道理。
And just like in the apostolic time, the Holy Spirit can send workers to go out to preach.
啊，圣灵可以参与开会来决定事情。
And the Holy Spirit can also attend the meeting to decide things.
所以这个教会是属耶稣基督的，有耶稣基督亲自借着圣灵在我们当中做王带领。
And so this church belongs to Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is among us to lead it.
所以教会是一个属灵的团体。
And so the church is a spiritual gathering.
所以主耶稣说啊，外邦人有君王，有大臣在管辖别人。
And Jesus said that the troops of this world they have their commanders.
但是我们中间却不可以这样。
But we cannot be like that.
因为耶稣才是头，我们都是弟兄姐妹。
Because Jesus Christ is the head, and we are only brothers and sisters.
啊，在教会里面呢、啊，地位是一律平等的。
And in the church, our status is all equal.
啊，不分尊贵卑贱呐，在耶稣基督里面都合一啊。
And there's not some who are more precious than others, but rather we're all one.
所以这个教会是要超越时间、超越空间、超越种族跟阶级。
And so the church has to it has to surpass time and space and also race and ethnicity.
所以真正神的教会是要包括使徒时代的教会跟末世的教会。
And so the true church actually encompasses the current church and also the church of the apostolic times.
所以在哥林多前书十五章里面呢，谈到有一些在主里面睡了的圣徒。
And that's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it talked about how there were some members who are sleeping.
其实他们也就是教会里面的一份子。
And actually, they're also a part of the church.
只是他们已经得胜了，现在安息。
But it's just that they have been victorious and they're now resting.
但是等到末后耶稣来的时候，整个教会会被迎接。
But then when Jesus comes again, then the entire church will be received.
因为他们也要复活过来，跟我们一起呀、啊，被提到天上去。
Because they will also be resurrected and they will go to heaven with us.
所以有的人说啊。已经离世的圣徒啊，就是已得胜的教会。
And so some people say that those who have already passed away, they are the victorious saints.
哦，我们是一个战斗的教会。
No, the victorious church.
其实这是合一体。
And we are the ones that still here, but this is one body.
我们还活着啊，我们就是要继续为来完成啊，主耶稣要托付给我们的一些使命。
But because we're still living, then we must still continue to carry out the commission that God has given us.
要继续为真道打美好的仗。
And to continue to fight the battle for the truth.
那这个教会是超越空间的。
And the church is beyond space.
原来是包括世界各地啊，被主耶稣所宝血所救赎来的人。
And it encompasses all of the churches and people who have been chosen by God by His blood.
啊。因为主的救恩、啊、要临到各国各民各方各族。
Because God's blessing and God's truth will go to all people. And all
我们看加拉太书的第三章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
27节。
Verse 27.
三章27节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 27.
你们受洗归入基督，都是披戴基督了。28节
28.
并不分犹太人、希腊人、住主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里面都成为一了。29节
29.
你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。我们受洗啊，就归入耶稣基督了。
And when we're baptized into, we are baptized into Christ.
而且教会是耶稣基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
所以我们受洗也是归入教会里面。
And so when we baptize, we are also belonging to the church.
那在这个教会里面就不分什么种族了。
And in the church, there's no differences in race.
啊，不分身份阶级了。
And we also do not partition based on our status.
啊，不分性别。
Or by our sex.
啊，因为在耶稣基督里面呢、啊。都是唯一啦，都是一啦。
Because we are all one in Christ Jesus.
好、啊，所以我们刚刚谈到说啊，我们这个教会啊是 一体的，大家弟兄姊妹都是平等的关系。
And just now we talked about all brothers and sisters, we're all of equal status, and we are one in the body of Christ.
虽然教会有圣徒人脸，这是不是身份，不是地位。
And even though there are holy workers in the church, but these are not their status. This is
说为着要关心照顾牧养神的家。
But rather, it's out of their heart of concern towards the church.
不是用辖制的，而是要做榜样。
And it's not that they just dictate, but rather that they're serving by example.
不是要得到一些现实上的利益，而是忠心为主，将来从主得奖赏。
And it's not that they're trying to gain some benefits now, but rather that they are serving for to repay the love of God.
那在教会里面，虽然有各样的职分不一样。
And so even though there might be different titles in the church,
因为我们每一个人的恩赐都不一样。
Because we all have different gifts.
好像一个身体里面有不一样的肢体一样。
And just like in a body, there's many different types of members.
能够来建造一个完整的教会。
But they can all come together to build this one church.
所以教会里面不要想要做头。
And so in the church, we do not want to be head.
约翰三书里面讲到有一些人想要好为所。所以就受到约翰的责备。
And in 3 John, there were some people that received the rebuke of John because they wanted to take control.
当然，另外一个教会的本质就是要在七项当中来合一。
And then another essence of the church is that in 7 items they have to be one.
我们看约翰以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第四节
，verse 4，
以弗所书四章第四节
，Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4，
说身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。第五节
，5，
一位主，一信，一喜。第六节
，6，
一神。这里谈到七个一呀
，Here talks about 7 ones。
这就是教会合一的七个要素。
And this is the requirements of unity in the church.
也就是七个教会的本质。
And also the essence of the church.
要有一位神。
There's one God.
神是我们众人的父，我们都称为神的儿子。
And God is the father of all of us. We are all sons of God.
基督只有一位。
And there's only one Lord.
我们都靠着耶稣基督来得到称义。
And we've all been justified by the Lord Jesus Christ.
一个灵。
And one spirit.
就是真理的圣灵。
Which is the spirit of truth.
我们借着圣灵里面受洗，归在灵里面。说借着一个灵受洗，能够隐在圣灵当中。
And we have been baptized by, through the Holy Spirit, and also we are hidden in the spirit.
一信就是一种的信仰。
And also one faith.
所以保罗说我们要说一样的话。
And so Paul says we have to say the same words.
这就是我们的一些共信之道。
And this is the common beliefs that we have.
一些基本的得救道理就是一致的。
And that all our basic beliefs, they're all one.
要在这个共信之道这个同一种的信仰里面。
And in this common faith, we have to be in this common faith.
都能够说一样的话。
And to speak the same.
一起。
And one baptism.
就这个洗礼本身也是在信仰里面的一项。
And this baptism is also one item of our faith.
特别把这个洗礼提出来因为洗礼很重要，这是入门。
But then he brings it out because this is actually the entrance to our faith.
因为合乎圣经能够得救的洗礼只有一种。
Because according to the Bible, there's only one type of baptism to be saved.
不能够说这样也可以，那样也可以。
And we cannot just say it's okay one way or the other.
我们曾经听杨长老说他曾经问一个中国相当有名的神学家。
And one time we heard Elder Yang said that he had asked this very famous Chinese theologian.
他问他说是滴水里就可以呢，还是要浸里？
And he says, oh, do you just sprinkle or can we, do we have to immerse?
那个神学家回答。
And so this theologian answered.
他说我平时是跟他们滴水里。
And he says, usually I will sprinkle.
但是他如果觉得说不太放心必须要浸礼，我就给他浸礼。
But then if that person does not feel so safe about it, then I will let them have immersion.
杨长老就说他感到很失望。
And then Elder Yang was very disappointed.
让人家称为神学的大师了。
And this person was considered a great teacher.
但是对真理没有原则。
but then he has no principle to his faith.
你要滴水里就给你滴水里，你要敬礼就敬礼，这是没有原则。
And there was no principle because he said, oh, if you want sprinkling, then you can have sprinkling.
圣经里面说一洗。
But the Bible says one baptism.
就是要在合乎圣经的道理之下接受洗礼，才能够归入教会里面。
And which is to accept the baptism that is according to what's recorded in the Bible.
好，啊，这是还有最后一个，另外一两个就是一个一望哈，一个望一个指望。
And the remaining two is one hope and one body.
说我们的指望啊，就在乎永生的神。
And our one hope is in Jesus Christ.
我们盼望当然是回到神的国啊，享受永生天国的福气。
And our hope is to return to the heavenly kingdom to receive our eternal blessings.
另外一体呀，就是主的教会。
And also one body refers to the church.
啊，所以联络整齐呀，啊，成为一个整体。
And to be very nicely coordinated so that it becomes one body.
啊，说要联络得合适哈。
And so there has to be communication.
所以教会要合一，必须要具备这七个要素。
And so in order for a church to be unified, there must be these seven items.
我们在谈这个教会的尊贵性。
And also the importance of the church.
先看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
以弗所书一章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里面拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。哈，这里谈到这个以弗所书都是谈到神的教会。
And in Ephesians it talks about the church.
所以有的人说这个叫做教会论。哈。
So some people say that this is a book on the church.
啊，教会的由来啊，教会的目的，还有教会将来要追求达到的一些目标。
And it talks about the origin and also the purpose and also the goals that the church has.
啊，最后是谈到教会当中应有的一些生活。
And also talks about the church life.
保罗说，这是神给他启示的一个非常大的奥秘。
And Paul says that this is a great mystery that God has manifested to him.
要借着教会来拯救万民。
That through the church he will save the people.
我们看几节哈，我们看。以弗所书第三章
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3,
第十节
verse 10.
以弗所书三章第十节
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10.
为要借着教会所天上执政的掌权的，现在得出神百般的智慧。好，再看二十节
Also 20.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大能大力，充充足足地成就一切超过我们所求所想的。二十一节。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里面得到荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。说神要透过教会啊，来彰显出他的啊，一方面借着教会来拯救万民。
And he said that through the church, God wants to save the people.
啊，一方面你要在教会里面显出神的权柄、能力、智慧。
And but he also wants to through the church show his wisdom and power.
啊，耶稣基督要借着教会来让他得到荣耀。
And that through the church, Jesus Christ will be glorified.
所以让我们看到说，这个教会都是相当尊贵的。
And so we see that the church is very precious.
所以有的人说啊，耶稣啊，是最宝贵的，这个教会是卑贱的，教会是人。集合体。
And so some people will say that Jesus Christ is glorified, but then the church is base, and so because the church is just a group of people.
事实上是不是这样的
？But it's not so.
因为教会当中啊，耶稣基督的恩惠、能力、权柄啊，要彰显出来。
Because the grace and the knowledge and the authority of God, they are all manifested in the church.
所以要让天上主政掌权的，他们知道神的智慧，是透过教会啊。
And so that all the principalities and the powers, they will know that the church has the power of God.
耶稣也要透过教会来得到他的荣耀。
And Jesus Christ will also be glorified through his church.
所以这个教会啊，因为它就是神的国度啊。
And because the church is the kingdom of God.
以弗所书里面谈到说啊，第二章谈到说啊，我们是 跟圣徒同国的，我们不再做外人了。
And then in Ephesians chapter 2, it talks about how we are in the same nation as God.
因为这个教会就是神的国。
Because this church is the kingdom of God.
提示录里，在但以理书里面呢，主耶稣曾但以理书里面呢，曾经有一个预言。
And because in Daniel there was once a prophecy.
就是尼布甲尼撒王啊，看到那个金像的时候。
And which is King Nebuchadnezzar seeing the vision of the statue.
啊，最后有一个大石头啊，从天上掉下来，把那个像砸到粉碎。
And there was a big stone that came down to crush the statue.
啊，但尼里在跟他解释的时候就说啊，这是神把未来整个的历史告诉他。
And then so Daniel interpreted this as the God showing the history of mankind.
但是但尼里后来又对尼布甲西王尼撒王说啊
，But then Daniel later on said to King Nebuchadnezzar,
说当列王在位的时候，神会另外设立一个国度。
And that even when the kings of this earth are still there, that God will establish another kingdom.
啊，这个国度会得胜列国，而且要存到永远，永远不败坏。
And this kingdom will be victorious and also never be taken away.
啊，这个国度当然不是属世界上的一般的世界的国了。
And this kingdom is not one that's just of this world.
因为那是主的神的国度啊。
But this is the kingdom of God.
所以在希伯来书十二章里面就讲。
And so in Hebrews chapter 12 it says.
说你们是来到锡安山呐、啊，天上降下来的圣城。
And that you have come to the holy Zion, which is the kingdom from God, from heaven.
哎，这是永生神的诚意。
And this is the
永生神的诚意。
The establishment of the God.
他说这也是一个永远不会震动的国。
And this is also a kingdom that will not be shaken.
所以我们就要存着诚心啊，来到神的面前来敬拜他。
And so we have to come with a true heart before God to worship.
所以教会是神的国度啊。
And so the church is the kingdom of God.
世界的国家现在有将近200个国家，将来有一天呢、啊、都没有掉了。
And right now there's about 200 countries in the world, but one day they will all be gone.
但是神的国度是要存到永远，永远不震动的。
But the kingdom of God will be for eternity, and it will not be shaken.
将来这个国度要回到天上去的。
And one day this kingdom will return to heaven.
所以腓立比书就说，我们就是这个国度里面的国民呐、
啊。And so Philippians tells us that we are the members of this kingdom.
我们虽然生活在地面上，但是我们是天国的国民。
And so even though we are living on this world, but we are citizens of heaven.
所以我们就在盼望等候啊，救主从天降临。
And so what we're waiting for and what we're hoping for is Jesus Christ coming down to this earth again.
另外说，这个教会就是神的家。
And then also this church is the house of God.
永生神的家。
And it's the house of the church.
所以我们进到神的家里面，进到教会里面，就成为神的家人。
And so when we come into the house of God, then we become the household members of God.
啊，能够成为神的子民，就在神的家里面有份，就在神的国里面有份。
And as chosen people, then we have part of the house of God and also the kingdom of God.
啊，教会也是神的殿。
And the church is also the temple of God.
古主要的殿啊，是物质的。
And in the Old Testament, the temple was physical.
啊，这是一种预表。
And this was a prefiguration.
事实上，在雅各啊梦见天梯的时候
，And when Jacob dreamt of the heavenly ladder,
他说这个地方何等可畏。
And he says, this place is so wondrous.
他说没有错，就是神的殿，就是天的门。
And he says that this is God's temple and also the way to heaven.
就是那个地方什么都没有啊，就是一个石头啊。
But that place only has a stone. There's nothing else.
但是他说，这就是神的殿，天的门。
But he said that this is the temple of God, the door to heaven.
所以什么是神的殿？
And so what is the temple of God?
就是神跟人相会的地方，他在那里见到神。
It is the meeting place of man and God.
啊，你见到神就是找到了通往天上的门路。
And if you meet with God, then you have found the way to heaven.
所以虽然后来以色列人神要他们造会幕。
And so even though later on God wants the Israelites to build the ark.
啊，这只是一种预表，说神要在会幕当中跟人同在，啊来啊把要人遵守的道理啊来传给人。
And this is just a symbol to show that God wants to be with the people and to pass on His laws to the people.
因为神要住在人当中。
Because God wants to live among people.
但是一个问题是啊，人有罪啊，跟神隔离。
But then there's a problem because man has sin and there's a division between us and God.
所以他要借着会幕啦，借着圣殿啦，啊，来重建人跟神之间的一些关系。
And so he has to use the ark and also the temple to rebuild the relationship between man and God.
所以旧约时代的殿啊，是物主的。
And so in the Old Testament, the temple was physical.
但是这是预表新约时代神的教会。
But this is a symbol of the church in the New Testament.
我们看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章十六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
三章十六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
岂不知道你们是神的殿, 神的灵住在你们里头吗? 17节。 若有人毁坏神的殿, 神必毁坏那个人, 因为神的殿是圣的, 这个殿就是你们。 这个你们就是主着蒙主耶稣选造出来的圣徒, 也就是我们讲的教会了。
In this temple that you are, in the very end, it's referring to us.
所以这个教会就是神的殿，圣灵的居所。
To the gathering of us, which is the church, and this is where God gathers.
我们再看六章的十九节。
Let's also turn to chapter 6, verse 19.
六章十九节。
Chapter 6, verse 19.
岂不知道你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗? 这个圣灵是从神来的，住在你们里头的。 并且你们不是自己的人, 20节, 因为你们是重价买来的, 所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。 哦, 所以这整体的教会啊, 这是神的殿。
And so this, gathering of the church is the, the temple of God.
我们每一个人的身体也要成为神的殿。
And each one of our bodies is also the temple of God.
还要让圣灵住在我们里面, 啊, 让圣灵来引导。
And for the Holy Spirit to be the Lord in our hearts and to live in us.
当然其他还有很多的比喻。
There are also many other symbols.
比如说基督的身体了。 教会跟耶稣基督有头跟身体之间的关系。
For example, the body of Christ, that we have the head and the body relationship.
基督既然是崇高尊贵的, 当然教会也是一样。 崇高尊贵的,
and because Jesus Christ himself is precious, then likewise the church is also precious.
啊, 教会是基督的心腹,
and also the, the church is the bride of Christ.
啊, 基督, 呃, 教会是主的羊圈,
and also the flock of Christ.
啊, 另外还有神的圣城,
and also the holy city.
神的田地,
and God's field.
我们是田地当中的好种子。
And that we are the good seeds in the field of God.
还有神的灵工, 属灵的宫殿。
And we are also the tools.
我们就是建造这个宫殿的活石头。
And, the...
站到宫殿的活石头。
And we are the vessels.
哎, 活的石头。
And
stone,
we are the...
Living stone.
We're the living stones.
活石, 哈, 活石头。 就建造一个宫殿要很多很多的宝石，我们就是那个宝石。
And we are the precious jewels, the living stones.
我们先谈到这里，大家有没有什么问题？
And we're just going to stop here for now. Does anyone have any questions?
我们这一节是到35分，还有20分钟。
And this session actually goes until 10:35. We have 20 more minutes.
有没有问题？
Any questions?
这大家会不会太简单？
Is it too simple?
因为这个大概从少年班就开始一直听哦，听到高级班了。
And probably start listening to this ever since you were in J1 until now.
啊，我们都是教会的干部哈，应该都了解哈。And
we should all understand these.
有没有问题？
Any questions?
没有问题的话，要继续讲。
There are no questions, and I'll continue to talk.
真耶稣教会能够成立在世界，不是偶然的。
And it's not a coincidence that Jesus Church is established in this world.
因为这是圣经里面很多的应许。
Because there are many promises in the Bible.
所以真的我们要了解，不要受人家影响。
And we have to understand this and not be influenced by others.
我们看马拉基书第四章。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 4.
马拉基书四章第六节。
Malachi chapter 4, verse 6.
马拉基书四章第五节第六节。
Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6.
看啊，神大而可畏的日子未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。第六节。
Six.
他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。这是旧约圣经里面最后一句话。
And this is the last words in the Old Testament.
主大而可畏之日要来到以前。
That before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
那这个大而可畏之日，当然我们知道这是世界末日。
And of course, we know that this great and dreadful day of the Lord is the end time.
所以世界末日之前将要实现的事情。
And these are things that will happen before then.
有先知以利亚会来到世界。
That a prophet Elijah will come to this world.
啊，有的人认为说这是真正的升天的以利亚会再来。
And some people believe that this is actually Elijah who had gone up to heaven coming back down.
啊，但是耶稣已经讲过哈，不是那个真正的升天的以利亚再来的。
But Jesus Christ had already said that this is not the Elijah who had gone up to heaven.
因为在主耶稣传道里的时候，有人就问他说，为什么先知说以利亚要先来？
And so, because when Jesus Christ was preaching, some people asked him, why is it that the prophets say that Elijah will come again?
耶稣说啊，以利亚已经来了，人却任意待他。
And Jesus answered that Elijah has come, but yet people mistreated him.
如果你们相信的话，这就是那个当来的以利亚。
And that if you believe that he was the Elijah that came.
所以门徒就知道主耶稣所讲的就是主的使徒约翰。
And so that's when the disciples understood that he was talking about John the Baptist.
所以施洗约翰是先做主耶稣的开路先锋。
And so John the Baptist was the one that opened the way for Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣来之前呢，为他预备道路。
That before Jesus Christ came, that he prepared the way.
啊，叫人悔改、受洗，准备来领受主耶稣的救恩。
And he asked people to repent and to turn back to God to receive the salvation.
所以这是那个当来的以利亚第一次的应验。
And so that was the first coming of the Elijah.
另外，真正的应验是在末世。
But then, the real time is before the end time.
要有一个有以利亚先知跟能力的使者要出来。
And there's one who has the knowledge and the power of Elijah who will come.
这是主的神的教会的兴起。
And this is the revival of the true church.
以利亚的工作啊，就是啊，让三年不下的雨啊，重新降在地面上。
And the work of Elijah was to bring the rain that had not come down for 3.5 years.
让离开神的那些百姓啊，重新啊归向神。
And to bring back those Israelites who had left God to return to God.
啊，让他们恢复啊信仰。
And to revive their faith.
所以末世的教会啊也是这样。
And likewise, the church of the end time.
借着晚雨降临来建设教会。
That the latter rain will come back down and reestablish the church.
说要使为父的心转向儿女，儿女的心要转向父亲。
And to turn the hearts of the father to the children and the hearts of the children to the father.
因为人已经离开神了，所以我们要传末世警告，让万民归回归向神。
And so to bring back all the people back to God.
免得主再来的时候啊，受咒诅啊，灭亡。
Otherwise, when Jesus comes again, that they will all be cursed and then they will be destroyed.
哦，所以这是一种预言啊。
And so this is a prophecy.
当然，旧约预言相当多。刚刚我们谈到那个阿摩斯书九章十一节那个意思。
And there's many prophecies in the Old Testament. For example, Amos chapter 9 verse 11 that we talked about earlier.
我们看一下马太福音十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章啊，这里有讲到七个比喻。
And in Matthew chapter 13, there's seven parables.
因为我们不是以这个为重点，所以我们简单的提一下哈。
And because it's not our main topic, we'll just very briefly go over them.
这七个比喻里面呢，前四个比喻是主耶稣在海边讲。
And the first four of these parables, Jesus Christ told by the sea.
然后进到房间里面，主耶稣又对门徒讲三个比喻。
And after he entered into a room, then he told the last three to his disciples.
所以这七个比喻啊，是连贯的，但是分成两个阶段。
And so even though these seven parables are all connected, but they're told in two sections.
啊，当然每一个比喻有每一个比喻个别的解释。
And of course, each parable have their own meaning.
但是他在这里讲的神的国啊，天国啊， 天国的比喻，这个就是主的神的教会的发展的意愿。
But then he's mentioning about the kingdom of God, and this is talking about the church.
这是我们教会长辈啊常常提到的。
And this is something that our the people of the church has always mentioned.
那啥种比喻啊？就是主耶稣开始传，主耶稣的啊来世界传道的。
In the parable of the sowers, this is when Jesus Christ came on this earth to preach the gospel.
啊，门徒啊，根据主耶稣所传的，继续把它发扬。
And then the disciples they continue the work of Jesus Christ.
啊，领受的有各种不一样的人啊，但是唯有栽种在好土地里面的才能够成长结实。
And there were many people that received the gospel, but only those seeds that fell onto the good soil, they were the ones that took root.
所以这个撒种比喻就是属徒教会的开始。
And so the parable of the sower, this is the beginning of the apostolic church.
后来有败子侵入啊。
But then later on, there were tares that came in.
主耶稣说啊，那是恶者所撒的种子。
And then Jesus Christ said that this was sold by the enemies.
主人说要不要把它那个原主说要不要把它拔出来呢？
And the servants said, well, should we pluck them out?
主人说不要了，原主说不要，等它一起成长，等到收购的时候，啊，卖主收到田里仓里，啊，败主就把它烧掉。
And the owner said, no, but let them grow together, and then when it's time for harvest, then we will gather the tares and the wheat, and then we'll just burn the tares.
那这是在使徒末期啊，这个。异端啊，侵入教会。
And this was during the apostolic times when the heresies came into the church.
再来第三个是芥菜种。
And the third is the parable of the mustard seed.
啊，最小的种，但是长成大树。
That even the smallest seed grows into a big tree.
还有飞鸟来宿在这个枝上。
And then there were birds that came to rest on the and nest in the branches.
因为第一个比喻，主耶稣解释说，飞鸟就是恶者。
And because in the first parable, the birds represented the enemies.
所以我们教会长辈的了解就是说，芥菜种这个角指着教会的发展啊，虽然看起来非常的大。
And so the church has explained this as the even though it seems as though the growth of the church is very mighty.
当然很可惜啊，教会俗化，撒旦在教会当中掌权。
But unfortunately, the church changes, and then the enemy, Satan, comes to rule.
所以这是全面俗化的时期。
And so this is the things that happened before.
啊，另外这个面笑在圣经里面都是指着不好的。
And also there's leaven, and this is always represented bad.
我们一般就讲异端、邪有虚假这三样。
And we often talk about how there's heresies and falsehood and
so, 越异端、邪有虚假、
evil and falsehood.
好。
These three represent leaven.
说妇人把它拿来放在三斗面里面。
And it says that the woman took it and hid it in three measures of meal.
我们讲说这个妇人啊，可以主教会。
And then we say that this woman can be the church.
神的教会就是贞洁的妇人。
And the church of God is the pure woman.
也是才德的妇人。
And also the one that has inherited.
但是不是神的教会属属的教会，这个叫是淫妇，淫的。淫妇了，已经不完全了。
But then the imperfect church is the adulteress.
淫妇哈，哎，啊，这个妇人呐，啊，把它放在那个面里面，结果全团发起来。
And then so this woman she hid the leaven in the meal, and then it was all leavened.
啊，这就是后来教会的啊。已经整个全面的变质，充满了很多很多的旧教在里面。
And so this is the changes of the church until there was a lot of false teachings in the church.
虽然影响看起来很大，但其实全面的俗化。
And so even though it seems as though the church has a lot of influence, but yet it has already changed.
这前面三个时期，四个时期。
And so these four parables.
那我们来看马太福音十三章。
And let's also turn to Matthew chapter
十四节
，verse 40。
马太福音十三章四十四节。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 44。
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了，就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的变卖一切所有的，买这块地。四十五节。
45。
天国好像买卖人寻找好珠子。四十六节。
46。
遇见一颗重价的珠子。就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珍珠。这里讲到宝贝跟珠子出现，
And here it talks about the treasure and also the pearl.
这就是主的圣灵跟真理出现。
And this is the appearance of the Holy Spirit and the truth.
因为耶稣住宝, 而他的灵当然也是至宝。
Because Jesus is precious and his spirit is also precious.
所以很多有的人啊, 发现了这个宝贝, 他可以变卖所有的, 为着要来得到这个宝贝, 得到真知。
And so some people who have found the treasure, then they can, it's so precious that they are willing to sell everything else and come and buy this.
所以这是让我们知道说啊, 真理的圣灵出现啊, 末世的救恩出现。
And so this allows us to know that this is the Holy Spirit that comes in the latter times.
啊, 然后最后一个比喻啊, 就是撒网。
And the last one is of the dragnet.
啊, 就是末世真教会的使命啊, 要把网撒在世界上, 啊, 把神的主民聚集过来, 这样。
And which is that the true church in the end times, they will cast out this net into the sea and they will gather all kinds.
我们看一下启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
其实四五章、五章啊, 那个六章都有, 我们从第七章看。
And actually this is also recorded in chapters 4, 5, and 6, but we'll start from chapter 7.
我个人觉得说这个启示录啊，就两个重点，一个末世的集市。
And I feel like Revelation has two purpose, and one is to show what the end times is.
就是世界要末日之前呢，会临到世界上的一些集市。
Which is that the things that will happen on this earth before the end time.
啊，在这个世界末日之前呢，神总为人类预备救恩。
And how God will prepare salvation for us.
所以启示录。 主题叫做末世的救恩
And so the theme of Revelation is the salvation in the end time
也讲清楚一点 就是神怎样借着末世的教会来拯救世人
And to say it more clearly is how God will use the church of the end times to save people
好像挪亚的时代 神是借着方舟来拯救当代的人
And just like in Noah's time God used the ark to save the people then
所有的人灭掉了 唯有进到方舟才可以得救
And everyone else was destroyed. Only those who remained in the ark were saved.
末世也是一样。
And in the end times, it's the same.
唯有进到神的教会才能够得救。
That only those who have come into God's church at the end days, then they will be saved.
这个教会怎么开始，怎么建设，怎么发展，一直达到完全。
And how this church was established, and how it grows, and then how it goes to the end, and reaches perfection.
其实启示录就谈这些。
And this is what Revelation records.
我们先看第七章。
Let's turn to chapter 7.
第七章的第一节
Chapter 7, verse 1
七章一节
Chapter 7, verse 1
说此后我看见四位天使站在地的四角执掌地上四方的风叫风啊不要吹在地上海上和树上第二节
2
我又看见另有一位天使从日出之地上来拿着永生神的印 他就像那得着权柄能伤害地和海的四位天使大声喊着说第三节地狱海并树木你们不可伤害等我们印了我们神众仆人的额头第四节我听见以色列人各支派中受印的数目有144,000这里讲到有四个天使啊主掌 地上的树方
And here it says there are four angels standing in the four corners of the earth.
啊，这个风啊，是指着大暴风啊，就大征战啊，末世大灾难要临到世界。
And this wind is very strong and is representing the big disasters and the wars that will come.
这都是世界末日之前啊，会临到世界的一些现象。
And these are all things that will happen before the second coming.
啊，但是在这个大灾难要来到之前啊，说有一位日出的 之地的天使上来
But it says that before all these disasters will happen that there is an angel that will come
当然这个天使是主的耶稣基督本身啊，他借着圣灵啊，拿着永生神的印啊，上来
And of course this angel is Jesus Christ himself through the Holy Spirit bringing the seal
他说啊，告诉四个天使说你们暂时不要伤害我要来印神的仆人的额头跟神的仆人盖印
And he tells them not to harm anything yet, but that he was going to seal the foreheads.
所以这个印啊，就是一种圣灵的印记。
And so this seal is a seal of the Holy Spirit.
因为有了圣灵，神就知道谁是属他的人。
Because whoever has the Holy Spirit, God knows who belongs to him.
罗马书里面说, 没有神的灵不算属基督的。
And in Romans, it tells us that those without the Holy Spirit is with, does not belong
我们是神的子民, 神的灵就印证我们真是神的儿女。
And we belong to God, and the seal of the Holy Spirit it testifies that we are the children of God.
我们成为神的子民, 有天国的盼望, 啊, 将来能够复活, 能够改变。
And that we are belong to God, and that we one day will go to heaven and have a we will one day be changed and go to heaven.
啊，所以这就是要往各地方传福音呐， 啊，要盖神的子民， 要给他们盖印。
And so wherever we go to preach, then we also have, they have to be sealed.
啊，让他们慢慢成圣啊。 让耶稣基督成形在他们心中，
and that so that they can be they can have Jesus Christ in their hearts.
有了神的印记啊， 神会特别的保守。
And if they have the seal of God, then God will watch over them.
所以你看第九章就讲到， 蝗灾的时候啊， 特别伤害那个没有神印记的人。
And that's why in chapter 9, when it talks about one of the disasters, that it only harms those who do not have the seal.
哎，好像以色列民在埃及地的时候， 很多的灾殃啊， 神就把选民跟埃及人就分别出来。
And just like in Egypt, when God was sending down the plagues, that he separated out the Israelites and the Egyptians.
所以我们常常有很多弟兄姊妹在灾难当中啊， 神特别保守的见证。
And so we also hear many testimonies of brothers and sisters who have been watched over during disasters.
因为你有神的印记啊。
Because they have the seal of God.
啊，说这些受印的人呐， 有144,000人。
And it says that there were 144,000 who were sealed.
啊，其实后面讲到说这些人是各国各族各民各方来的。
And then later on it tells us that these people were from all tribes and nations and peoples.
一般的解释啊， 一般外教会的解释， 他们认为说这是两群人。
And some people they and other churches they interpret this as two groups of people.
啊，前面是犹太人， 他们得救的数目。
And the first part is the numbers of the Jews who were saved.
后面是外邦人， 非犹太人。
And the second part is those who are Gentiles.
那我们长辈跟我们讲说啊， 在新约时代就不分犹太人希利尼人啊， 都在基督里面合一了。
But then our church has always taught that in the end, there's no differences between the Jews and the Gentiles.
所以这个144,000人是一种象征的数目。
And this 144,000 is just a number to represent.
啊，这是主的所有的神的选民，有一个数目，神有一个数目。
It's to represent that God has a number for all his chosen people.
因为在14章里面说啊， 神得救的选民啊， 就那144,000人， 除了这144,000人以外啊， 啊，没有人啊， 能够唱新歌啦， 没有人能够得救了。
Because in Revelation chapter 14, it says that other than these 144,000, no one else can sing the new song.
啊, 所以这就是得救的受印记的一些的。
And so these are the ones who have received the seal and who are saved.
啊，这些人啊， 他们后来在各样的环境当中， 神不断地跟他们熬炼哦。 啊，到十章说要出书见， 啊, 还要去传警告。
And then also God continues to train these people who have been sealed, and then they have to, in chapter 10, they have to eat the scroll and also to preach the warning.
他说有两个见证人啊， 非常有能力。
And there are also two witnesses who have a lot of power.
好像摩西， 好像以利亚， 能够带着能力啊， 啊, 把福音传出去。
And just like Moses or Elijah, that they have the power to be able to preach
the gospel. 那个都是属着教会， 将来的现象。
And those are all symbols of the church.
啊，十一章就谈到说要量啦， 量圣所啦， 量神的殿， 神的坛啦。
And then in chapter 11, it talks about how we have to measure the temple and the altar.
因为教会的建设， 一定要按主耶稣的标准。
Because the establishment of the church has to be according to the
measurement of God. 所以神用量杖， 用这个圣经里面的道理来量一量， 量我们教会所传的道理， 我们每一个做礼拜的人。
And so God is using the rod to measure each one of us and also the church. And the truth that we preach.
我们是合神的标准。
Are we according to the word of God?
外院的就不要量了， 交给外邦人践踏了。
And what's outside we do not measure.
好，这是教会的真教会将来的慢慢的建设达到完全的一些步骤。
And this is also the establishment of the church and how it reaches perfection.